Going to begin our Parsha class on Parshas Tzav, and we'll try to walk away with some relevant information that is really on everybody's mind. So today is the 30th of March, 2020. The Hebrew date is Hey Nissan. And actually, tonight already would be already Vav, Tav Shin Pei. Okay, we're going to begin the Parsha. And the Parsha begins with the following words, V'yidav Hashem Moshe Lamar. Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, Tzavet Aharon v'zbanov Lamar, command Aaron and his son, saying, Zos Torah Tzaola, this is the Torah, the law of Ola. That's the burnt offering. He ha'ola al mokta al mizbeach. This is the ola that is to be burnt on the mizbeach, called halayla, the entire night, ad habok, until the following morning. Ve'esh ha'mizbeach tukadvay. And the fire of the mizbeach shall kindle in it. Now, just to give a little bit of background, Parshas Tzav, first of all, is interesting, follows the list of at least 11 korbanos that were given by people who had been guilty of various averis, and they've done tshuva, and so apropos that right after the Torah talks about them bringing their korbanos, then we talk about the mizbeach that is being brought upon. The interesting part about Parshas Tzav, that there's not one pile of wood that would burn on the Mizbeach, and that would obviously take care of the burnt offerings and so on, but there were three piles of wood. The largest pile of wood, we called Marach Gedola, was set up on the east side of the Mizbeach. On this largest pile, all of the korbanos were burnt. Now, there was another pile. In addition to the big pile, there was a smaller pile was stacked in the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. The Kohanim would take fire from that pile and bring it to the golden altar, that's the Mizbeach HaZov in the Kodesh section of the Mishkan. There they burnt the incenses with the fire supplied from the fire that came from the second pile. But there was a third pile. The third wood pile could be set up on any part of the Mizbeach, but was stacked for a specific purpose. And what was the purpose? It was fulfilling the mitzvah of Eish HaMizbeach Tukadvay. And the Eish HaMizbeach should be Tamed. It's a Tamed Tukadvay. It would constantly burn. This is a fire that would constantly burn, and it shall never go out. It was like a miracle fire. That fire was not allowed to be extinguished. It had to burn even throughout the Shabbos and even while B'nai Yisrael were traveling. It burned continuously for over 100 years. 40 years in the desert, 14 years in Mishkan of Gilgal, and 57 years in the Mishkanos of Nov and Givon. This was constant. This was a miracle fire, and people would be very impressed with the appearance of Hashem's Kedusha, Ashkina, with such a fire being on the Mizbeach. Now, we know our Chazal, our Chachamim tell us any event that takes place in the world is somehow reflected in the Parsha. And I think you all are probably wondering, what is the message from the Parsha, from what the events are taking place with the corona disease, where that's wreaking havoc all over the world? What could I draw from the Parsha that would be a significant message that people could walk away with and say, let's give it some serious thought? Now, you know, if you want to just stop for a second and let's look around what's going on here, it's not hard to figure out the negativity over here. You know, society has been desocialized. People are stuck indoors. People are losing their parnassa. The stock market has crashed. It's so difficult, even with home life, with children there a whole day. And what about schooling? And we're dealing with shopping. How do you do shopping when you can't leave your house? Can't visit elderly parents who are stuck in themselves. On a more Jewish level, what do we do preparing our house for Pesach?
Good evening.
It's kind of complicated. And what do we do with weddings, bar mitzvahs, shiduchim that are put on hold? Unfortunately, with people passing away, I was told today there are no taharos. You can't have them. You can't. And this is the first I ever heard in my life that a person passing away cannot get a tahara today. No one wants to get close to him. There's no tahara. No funerals. You can't have a group of 10 people. No minyan. No kaddish. Look what's going on over here. It's unbelievable. So what's the message? How do we walk away with a message? Like, what are we supposed to think? What are we supposed to do? Well, let me begin giving you some of my insights, and perhaps it'll shed a little bit of light in this whole situation. My Rosh Hashiva, Rav Chaim Levin, Zecha Tzadik Levocha, that tells the Rosh Hashiva that passed away a year ago, was once asked by a student, I believe, that was going through hard times. What do I do in my situation? He had some personal issues that he didn't know how to make ends meet. He didn't know how to go ahead and deal with the circumstances. So Rav Chaim Levin Zitzal said, his Rebbe, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Telz Yeshiva, Rav Matal Katz Zitzal said, you know, in every situation, there are milos and there are chesrenos. There are good things that you can draw from them, and there are bad things you can draw from them. The chacham, the wise person, will dwell on the milos, on the attributes. And the fool will remain with the foolishness of saying of the chesrenos, which he can't change. The chesrenos, the negative events, are what they are. You know, it is what it is, as we say in English. That's what it is. But he dwells his whole life on the chesrenos, and he's not dwelling much on the mindless. To now give you further insight, like, how do I look at this? Well, let's go and take an interesting step into history. Bilam HaRasha, our arch enemy. There was no more evil person than Bilam. He wanted to obliterate Klal Yisrael, Bein Olam Hazeh and Bein Olam Haba, in this world and the world to come. He was the arch enemy. When Bilam HaRasha was about to curse the Jewish people in its most severe and shocking curse, he dug and dug deep into the foundation of Klal Yisrael to find something illicit. If he could find something illicit, then he could begin his curse from there, and then, God forbid, obliterate Klal Yisrael through his evil mischievousness. Bilam HaRasha dug and dug and dug until he found the foundation was bedrock solid. And what came out of his mouth instead of a curse? Matovu Halecha Yaakov Mishkin Osecha Yisrael. How good are your tents, Yaakov? Mishkan Osecha, your Mishkan, your sanctuaries, the sanctuaries of Israel. How good they are. We, as Jewish people, were being told, by none other, our arch enemy, Bilam of Russia, how special, how good, how wonderful are our homes. It is a Mishkan. He calls it a sanctuary. So let's begin with knowing that anything that's happening to us today is happening outside and within our sanctuary. We have to look at our house, our homes, our dwelling place, like a Mishkan. If we look at it like a Mishkan, then we're looking for our attributes. We're going to be looking for positive things. We must not have to have the radio on 24/7 to be up to date with every last person getting affected by the COVID-19 disease, or the people have, God forbid, passed away. Why do we have to spend our time a whole day listening to that? Let's spend some of our time while we're stuck in the house, we're doing some things that are more positive. You can compare this, if we are, when we're saying that our house is like a Mishkan. Well, the Beis HaMikdash had what we call Bedik HaBayis. They had their house committee. They had people take care of the Beis HaMikdash, things that needed to be taken care of were taken care of. We have our own Bedik HaBayis. We have our own housework and list of things that we could do while we are stuck in our Mishkan. What are some of the attributes that we could consider? Listen, we're stuck in the house. We become closer to our family members, to our spouses, and we're spending more time with each other. You know how busy our lives are when we're running in and out of the home, our homes every single day. Finally, we're getting to know our family members with a little bit more peace of mind. We can take care of even some repairs on a physical level. We can start cleaning for Pesach. You know, that's something that is in vogue now because Pesach is only a week and a half away. And of course, we can spend a little bit more time learning and maybe preparing some information for the Seder night with relevant Divrei Torah that would inspire all those who do attend the Seder. Rabbi Avigdor Miller mentioned something very interesting on the Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos. Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos, if you remember, is said every Friday night. The Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos starts off with talking about Shabbos, but not a word of Shabbos is mentioned inside. If you continue on with the Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos, it's a song that we sing on the day of Shabbos. It says, Tov l'hodis l'Hashem, it's good to praise Hashem and to sing to His holy name. To speak of Hashem's kindness in the morning and His faithfulness at night. In other words, Rabbi Avigdor Miller was saying, why don't you stop and think on Shabbos about the blessings that you have? Why don't you stop and think about all the wonderful things you do have, your family, your community, the fact that you have parnasa, the fact that you have food, and you have and you have even svarim to learn from. Where are the benefits? Why don't you stop and think? Now he said that. That's what Shabbos is for. Shabbos is a day that you stop rushing and think about your blessings. Think about what you have. Think about the brachos that Hashem has poured in. We are now, because we have this corona disease all over the place, so we're forced to be indoors. So now, why don't we make the best of it? Let's think about the blessings that we have. And this is something that would make our lives even more enriched. Something to think about. You know, as a thought, it would perhaps maybe even be a wake-up call to some of us that life is not forever. We have to reckon the fact is that life is temporary, and we have a lot to do, and we have a lot to accomplish. This is part of Bedek HaBayis. That's part of our housekeeping in our Mishkan, that we are kind of stuck, and we are we're faced to be enclosed for a week or two, or maybe three or four. We don't even know yet. But the truth of the matter is, it's a positive way of looking at something that we have no control at this point. One thing is clear, that this coronavirus was min hashamayim. Nobody is yet controlling it. They're trying to, but it's clearly min hashamayim. So if it's min hashamayim, why don't we try to not take, we have to try our best to take some messages out from all of this that's happening. Having said this, in light of, if you look at this, the end of the parasha, which I mentioned at the outset of today's talk, all of the people there, everybody there, around 11 different people who have recognized that they have done something wrong, are now willing to correct their mistakes. And they are bringing a korban. They're bringing a korban that's like ushers in to Parshas Tzav. What's the point of bringing a korban? They are admitting, they are recognizing that they had made a mistake, and they are now really sincere in making an improvement. You know, this is perhaps a message for us as well. How can we continue with our Avodas Hashem if we would never stop to think, what is there for me to improve in my service to God? If I never stop and think, and I cannot pick one thing to improve something, so then, you know, if nothing is broken, then you can't fix it, right? If someone has a broken watch, and the person who owns the broken watch is not convinced that it's broken, so he will never go to a watchmaker to repair it, right? If it's not broken, then you'll never fix it, even though it's a fact that it's broken. If there is things that we have to address, like the people in the end of Parshas Vayikra, they all addressed different averus, and they all came to terms with the fact that we need to correct our ways, and we're going to bring a korban. If this is what the message is, that Parshas Vayikra ends off with that message, that people came to terms with what they have done wrong, and they want to make a correction, then maybe this is what our message is for our contemporary situation today. Maybe this is where Parshas Tzav joins Parshas Vayikra, and the fire that says, Ve'esh ha-mizbeach tukad bo, right? And that fire shall burn. That fire, that miracle fire, burned. It can be compared to the Esh HaTorah, the fire in in the Torah. The Torah is compared to fire. And that the fire of Torah should be burning in every Mishkan, in every home, in every Jewish home. And we should find what we can do, whether it's men or women. Anything, even if it's one thing that could use an adjustment, that could use a correction, then we're going and taking the message. The message from the Parshas Tzav is that we want the fire of the Mizbeach to burn continuously. And the fire of Torah will burn continuously, providing if we are there to see it burn. It's up to us to see what we can do for our bedek habayis, for our housekeeping. Now, true, there is a lot of negativity, and we're not going to take that away so fast. But like the Rosh Yeshiva said, a wise person dwells on the attributes. He dwells on the milas. He asks himself, what could I do to correct the situation? What could I do to improve myself? What could I do to improve my emunah? Now, I can't help what's going on out there. I'm told to stay indoors. But I could have emunah, faith that the Almighty is behind us all, and there's one day that He is going to adjust all that and bring a refuah. That is a question in emunah. Emunah is an emotion. Emunah is a tool. Emunah is our religion. We believe in Hashem that He runs the world. We have 13 animamins, which we believe in. We believe that Hashem is running this world, and this is not coincidental. So we have to see the message, what would apply to us. So again, what would apply to us is simple. Let us look at the attributes and the milas of being stuck at home. Let's see a little bit more learning. Let's see a little bit more Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Let's make our brachos loud so the fella or the member of the family could answer Amen. Let's see if all of our basic mitzvahs that are in the house, that are done in the house, are done meticulously, whether it's Moda'ani or whether it's Negavasser or whether it's wearing tzitzis or whether it's having to do with other shmiras, hamitzvahs, whatever, kashrus, observance, or everything. It doesn't matter. Anything that has to do with a house is called bedek habayis, right? It's housekeeping. This can be done. And this is the call of the hour. This is the message. And perhaps this would be a wake-up call for us today, for us to come to terms with the situation at hand. Some of you may have already seen the DVD, the video that was on YouTube of my father. He should be well. He had a wake-up call too, yes. For those who saw the video, heard about it. He had a wake-up call. And perhaps because of that wake-up call, I'm here to tell you Divrei Torah to Parsha class every week. Because of that wake-up call, he, Baruch Hashem, has been blessed, Baruch Hashem, with a large family and with continuous inspiration to everyone who comes near him. If you have a chance to go on YouTube, and I guess you would type in Meet Mr. Applebaum, that's my father, you will see an incredible little story. And that was taken also by Hashgacha, where I was in the Deir Shu Siyum Hashas several weeks ago. And this person, Yoel Gold, happened to be right next to us at the time when we were celebrating the Siyum Hashas. And that's when it all happened. Again, nothing's by accident. So my father's life started off with a wake-up call. And I would allow you to see that video or see it again and share it with your families, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. That perhaps what's happening now is Hashem wants us to have a wake-up call. Let's take what we have and not dwell on the negative. Let's take what we have and dwell on the positive. Let's make it into a wake-up call. What can we do with what we have just experienced? And you may never know. It might be a very, very a wonderful beginning to a glorious future. May we all be zeicha to a wonderful, healthy week ahead of us. Draw the messages from the parsha as I have presented it to you. You should all be matzliach in your own personal growth in Avodas Hashem. And may we all together be zeicha to participate with the Korban Pesach, even this year in Yerushalayim, Eir HaKodesh. B'mehera v'yameinu, amen. Have a wonderful week.
Amen.